Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 293 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers in Space!
Why you gonna do that?
Episode 43. Countdown to Destruction.
I can never one up you on In Space again. Nope. You did me dirty.
I've been saving it this whole time.
It aired November 21st, 1998. Is written by Koichi Sakamoto and Judd Lin and directed by Jonathan Zacher. But after that, what's even the point of any of this?
I mean, we gotta go watch it. And if you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. This is the finale of the Zordon era, so like maybe go back a few episodes.
Maybe don't start on a part two of a major finale.
Yeah, maybe that's like a weird place to start. Just go back a few, check out the catalog, see how it's going. And then when you come back, I don't know how to get out of the... It's been so long since I've done it. Hey, everybody, I don't know how to get out of it. What we do here is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. You want to go watch it? I want to go watch it real bad.
Yeah, we might as well just get it over. You're going to... I'm going to have to carry this one after we come back, and I'm not sure if I'm up to that.
Let's rock it!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space!
And we are back, and we just finished In Space by watching Countdown to Destruction Part 2.
Oh, it was so good.
Pretty good.
I forgot, I would say, half. I think I forgot about half of it.
I don't know if I forgot about half of it. I remembered a lot of it wrong, and the sequence of events I had pretty much way out of order.
Yeah, I was... not close to where some things happened. That's fine. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJackAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podknife. And if you want to leave us a rating or review, that would be great. We'd really appreciate it. It helps people find the show. It's a good thing to do. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJackAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return and it helps out a bunch. And again, we really appreciate it. This is a Friday episode, but it is
kind of the last proper one for a while.
It is the end of In Space.
It's the end of an era.
Of an era. Triple H and Undertaker are done.
Yeah.
So earlier today I asked if anybody had any thoughts about Countdown Destruction Part 2 if they wanted to get them out. So I am going to go through them. This first one, this is from our buddy Matt Hoadley, Patron Zero, says, I just want to know the exact moment JJ Mason, I don't know why I said my Twitter handle, loses it and starts crying. And here is when the I Am Spartacus scene. We'll get there. And I'm not going to promise that I won't tear up again. You might hear that, like, I'm a little, my nose is a little clogged.
We'll talk about that scene a little more, but that one, like, that actual moment didn't hit me as hard as the stuff around it did.
Yeah, I held it together pretty good, but I definitely, I got blurry eyes. Shannon says, all my thoughts are about our true heroes of the story, but I know y'all are going to talk about that. Yes, we will. Mm-hmm. We got a couple from Artley. I don't know what order these are in. Don't cry, for the love of God, don't cry. Sorry. I don't know what you were expecting from me, honestly, at this point. And then random thought, Ecliptor is a good dad. Darkonda did what Astronema couldn't. And this meme now has a new meaning. And then it's just, I can't say it yet because that is also a spoiler.
Okay.
But it's Alpha.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one.
And it's a very good one. And she says, I also question Christopher Kamen Lee's acting, suit or otherwise. Yeah, there's a couple moments where.
That's Andros.
Right? Yeah. There's a couple moments where. I think it's an ADR line where he's like, I can't accept that. But it's like so red. Like he just read it.
Yeah. Not the color, but it has been read.
It has been readen. And then and TJ continues to prove why he should have been the Red Ranger, concussion and all. Several concussions at this point. Yeah, I agree. This is not a big spoiler. He gets the last line of the series. He gets the last line of the Zordon era.
Yeah. So, and he's still leading the team in this whole episode. Yeah. Not to spoil too much, but he's like top of the totem pole, that guy.
Yeah. Then Alan says, I was thoroughly impressed with In Space. It is for sure my fave non-MMPR season thus far, even though I still have 3 eps to go. He did finish it today, though. So,
yeah.
So he's all caught up. Yeah, it's a good one. And Raymond sent us a big old email. We might save that for a bonus episode.
Okay. I did see the tweet. He was like, oops.
it is a whopper, might I say. So that's the very vague thoughts from the hearts and minds of you, the listeners.
Yeah.
So do you want to jump in?
Yes. Yep.
All right. We start off with Quantrons herding citizens together.
Yeah, they stopped bowing and they were like, hey, get back over here, everybody.
Yeah, hey. We have big knives. Get back in there. And this is like, you know, threatening them in. And then the Dark Fortress descends. By the way, the Rangers are watching this happen. They are filthy, dirt-covered,
yeah,
battle damaged, and they're just like hiding behind some rocks, watching the citizens get like rounded up. And the Dark Fortress descends, and it like beams out this beam onto the top of a building. And
I thought it was attacking it, and I was like, what power move is this? What building is that?
Yeah. No, they're just beaming Astronema and Clippy and Elgar and maybe some other Quantrons in. I don't really remember. I know Elgar, Clippy, and Astronema are there.
Yeah.
And Astronema says that the Rangers are done for. They're cowards, and they're just hiding among the people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have until tomorrow to give the Power Rangers up, or she's going to destroy the whole planet. Because everywhere else in the universe has lost.
Has either lost or, like,
Surrendered. So this is it. Earth is it. These are some big stakes for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
She said the rest of the universe, and I was like, that's a lot of places.
It is. When you are like 10, though, you don't have a sense of the scope that means. You're just like, oh, a couple other planets. The other planets they showed have surrendered, and that's it. But no, man. There's a lot more than what they showed.
Yeah. 24 hours or else I'm blowing this whole place to smithereens. We cut to that night, and a bunch of hobos are sitting around a circle, sitting around a fire. And it's a citizens, but they, like, in the dark light, they're dirty and stuff, and they definitely just look like a bunch of hobos. Like, they look like that scene in Time Chasers where they go to the future, and it's a bad future, and the guy's got, like, crunchy pants, and he's like, oh, I hate time travel.
I know I have seen Time Chasers, but I don't know if I ever watched it.
I mean, you've seen it with me at least twice, I feel like.
Yeah, but I feel like that was always just like on
while we were hanging out. I've seen it like a million times. I saw it in a theater. I saw Riff Tracks live for Time Chasers. It was awesome. There was a whole new scene with a whole new terrible character. It was great. So they're talking about how the Rangers have like abandoned them. And they're like, what do we do? Like, what if the Power Rangers don't come back? And there's a couple main people. There's a guy who, what did you call him?
He was just a caveman.
He was pretty much a caveman.
It's like a lot of the dirt effects and then just the way that his hair and beard were. And he was just kind of like slouched over sitting next to the campfire. And I was like, they cast an actual caveman. They thawed out the Iceman and put him in Power Rangers.
And he, like, I don't remember what he says. And there's this other woman there who's like, kind of like leading the discussion about like, did the Power Rangers abandon us? What do we do?
Right. And he's just like kind of just reinforcing the points of like, well, what if they actually did leave?
Yeah. He's like, what do we, you know, if they did, what does that mean for us? Like, what do we do? So then Bulk says, sweet, precious, I forget his first name.
Eugene.
Farkas Bulkmeyer.
Eugene Skullovich. I got him backwards.
Says the Rangers have never let us down before, and so we have to believe in them. And we cut over to Ashley, who's like eavesdropping on this, and she's like turns around like right at the camera and has this like, oh crap face. And we cut to the theme song. And in the theme song, they did put a little clip of the Doom Buggy, so I can't wait for the Doom Buggy to save the day.
I hate it so much.
Doom Buggy's going to come in, run Astronema over.
It's so
do donuts
stupid.
On Clippy.
Oh, God. That doesn't happen, thank God.
No,
if it did,
doesn't.
I would quit Power Rangers.
Yeah,
forever. You lost me.
That
was good
be
job.
Too much. So then Ashley is. They're all back in the group. Power Rangers are at like a second hidden campfire elsewhere.
I don't know if it's a campfire or if it's just flaming debris that they've gathered around.
Yeah, there is a fire.
Yeah.
Something's on fire. And Ashley says that everyone's counting on them. It's like they have to do something. And then there's like a noise and they look over and Zane stumbles in and his shirt's all like tore up. And
yeah,
it's the same as everybody else with all of his like splotches and dirt and everything. He says the Mega Winger's dead. It's gone. And they're like, what about the Rebels? And the Rebels have surrendered. The KO-35 Rebels.
He went back, right?
I guess.
He is presumably arriving from KO-35. Although I don't know how he got here.
Well, didn't the Mega Winger die on KO-35? How did he get here?
Maybe he used his Silver Surfer.
I don't know.
Silver Surferizer.
Now I'm thinking, did they want us to think that when he was on KO-35 and went, I'm going to get in the... No, he did land. He said, I'm going to go to the Power Rangers. And then he came right to them, and that Mega Winger fight was on Earth.
Yeah.
So he was here when the Mega Winger blew up.
But then how does he know the people of KO-35 surrendered?
They texted him. They sent him a beep.
Okay.
It just said, we quit.
We quit. It was just an emoji of a white flag.
So they start to like argue about a plan. Carlos is like, I think Carlos is the, we have to do something. Like, we'll like get all the people together.
Yeah, he does. He's like, we're not out of time yet. Like,
yeah.
You know, we can rally. We've got to come back.
And TJ says, like, we can't put anyone's lives in danger. That's reckless. That's not what we do.
Oh, no. So Carlos's line is later, the one that I said. Because somebody now.
No, I think you're right. Because I think it's,
well,
Carlos.
No, because that's how this ends. Is when he's like, we're not out of time. Let's go strategize and make a plan. So I don't know who said something about like...
I think it is Carlos then.
TJ just Red Rangers it up. He's like, no, we can't risk those people.
Yeah, man. Man, what a good Red Ranger that TJ is.
I love it. He's like, this is our fight, not theirs. Like, they can't stop them. They are only people.
Yeah. And this is on us. Like, this is our, you know, not our fault, but like, this is our duty is to do this. Andros says that he... has a plan. If he can just get onto the Dark Fortress, he can talk to Corona, and he's sure he can talk some sense into her to call the whole thing off, which is like, hey, Andros, I get where you're coming from, but call the whole thing off is a universe-wide siege.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't think if she's like, hey, stop it, somebody else, like, oh, I don't know, maybe Divatox or somebody is going to just step up and take control of it again.
Divatox, like, did it before and hates her.
you have one stronghold, and that's Earth.
Yeah.
Like, if Astronema said, hey, we're actually done, and someone else was like, no, keep doing what you're doing, a majority of them are going to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah. And also, then Earth would just be this, like, super big target now.
Yeah.
Like, even more so than it already is, you know? And everyone else is like, that's not going to work. I think TJ's like, Caron's gone.
Yeah,
like, she's not in there.
Your sister is not here anymore.
And then Zane says something to the effect of like you just have to get over it. Like, Astronema is the only one that's left. And Andros says, I won't accept that. And this is the voiceover where he's like, I don't accept it. And it's like, hey, one more again?
Mm-mm.
No, we're just doing that?
And this is when Carlos is like, well, we're not defeated. Like, we're not out of time yet.
Yeah.
We still have time to come up with a plan. And he's like, so let's go. And so they huddle around the fire. And Andros slinks away into the shadows.
He sneaky sneaks away.
He's not being too sneaky sneaky.
No, because Ashley catches him. He's about to hit some buttons. And she's like, hey, what are you doing there, buddy? He's like, nothing. What are you doing here?
This is a pretty good moment on his part, because he sees her and he's just like super thrilled to see her.
Yeah.
And then immediately is like, oh, shoot.
Busted.
Because like, he has to go.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if he's coming back.
And she's like, what if I never see you again? And she's like, or no, does she say it or does he say it?
He does. Because they talk for a minute and she's like, you can't go. He's like, I have to try to get my sister back. I can't just leave her there or whatever.
Yeah.
So he turns his back to her, and then he turns back around and is like, if I never see you again, and she shushes him.
She's like, don't speak. No, just what you said. I might put the actual clip over it just so people don't have to hear me sing. And then he's like, I have to go. So they hug, and he leaves. And it's is kissing not allowed on kiss shows? Is just kissing?
No, Tommy and Kim did it.
Yeah. And that was 93, which I feel like was a little bit
and that
looser.
Was even like a, well, are they or aren't they dating thing for a while? And then, like, finally they kiss. These two are just dating.
They're
like,
dating.
It's not a secret. So I don't know why they can't just have a kiss.
Just, like, this is the moment.
Unless Tracy Lynn Cruz is like, mm-mm.
No, not gonna happen. Not him. No, ma'am.
Have you seen his hair? No, thank you.
No. What did Shannon call him? Shannon.
Legolas.
Legolas. He's got Legolas hair. So then he butts up and he flies away. And he
butts up as loudly as he can.
They're like 25 feet from people who are like, oh man, the Power Rangers abandoned us. What are we going to do? And he's like, power battle suit red now.
And then when it's going on him, he's just like,
just screaming. And it cuts. He's got like a very big red, probably Tommy Hilfiger shirt and baggy pants. And it cuts to him in like a tank top with a flannel over it, getting the muscle butt suit on him. It's just like, guys, no, you're like, we saw that once. You couldn't have maybe shot a second him going, nothing. Come on,
also,
guys.
Does that hurt then?
I feel like
or is he just
must.
Like, so high on adrenaline.
You're getting so amped. There's so much power.
Living that Brock life.
That's so Brock life, bro. He's going to go jump out of a. He's going to go crash a plane for fun.
Well, presumably, he is going to fly into space and infiltrate the Dark Fortress.
Well, it's sort of in the atmosphere. It's like above Angel Grove, like Independence Day, kind of.
Yeah, it's not way out anymore because she came down to address everybody.
And I guess she just like parked over the federal building or whatever and is like, all right, I'll be back.
Probably just a bank.
It's probably just like office building. Like that's all it looked like. It was like a square office.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the next day, and I know it's the next day, because the light out again. Astronema is back on that building, back on the office park, and she's calling the Rangers cowards. She's like, they're not here. Look at these cowards. And then here's my whole note. I am Spartacus. Because guys,
yep.
The greatest thing in the history of Power Rangers happens. It's not my favorite scene in all of Power Rangers, but it is the best scene that I have seen in Power Rangers.
It's pretty great. I don't even think it's my favorite scene in this episode. That's going to come up very shortly on the coattails of this.
Yeah. So she says, give up the Rangers, and nobody does anything. Because she says, all right, if you're not going to give them up, destroy this place. And before she can fire, Bulk says, wait. And she looks over.
And the people just like part and open
part
this path.
For Bulk.
For Farkas Bulkmeyer.
For trash.
He was
trash. He's been in 5 collective episodes, but they come back and they just are commanding the scene.
Yeah.
It's so good. And he says, I am the Blue Ranger. And then we see Skull and Old Cans, and Old Cans like, go, come on.
Yeah, just like shoves him. Because I think Skull might have like thought he was telling the truth for a minute.
Yeah.
And then Old Cans was like, no, I see what's happening.
Come on.
You go.
Skull says, I am the Black Ranger. And then Old Cans stumbles through, I am the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And then Laverne comes up. What's her name on the show?
Adele. I had to think about it. I couldn't just pull that up.
I almost said Shirley, but that was the replacement, Laverne.
Scrubs.
Laverne comes up and says, I am the Pink Ranger. And then the caveman guy comes up and says, I am the, and check something.
He
like
counts
a list.
How many Rangers are left. He's like, it can't be blue, can't be black, can't be red. I'm the Silver Ranger.
I'm the Silver Ranger. And then the lady who was saying, like, the Power Rangers abandoned us, what are we going to do? Like, the naysayer comes up and is like, and I'm the Yellow Ranger. And then everybody starts saying, I'm a Ranger, too. And it's this super great moment started by Bulk and Skull.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first thing they did? The first thing they did in this show, if you don't remember, do you remember?
The very first?
Yeah.
No. The first thing I remember, I think, is the bench pressing.
That's episode 4.
Yeah.
The first thing Bulk and Skull do in this show is sexually harass Kim and Trini.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's how far they have come.
Man, character development, huh?
Yeah. They start off with being like, you better go on dates with us or else. And then they attack them. and get flipped over. Right. And they spend about 100 episodes getting milkshakes and cakes and whatever else that's goopy and thrown on their face.
And fertilizer. They were covered fertilizer, in poop once.
They get pooped a bunch on. That's a sentence. They get, like, they go through so much to get here, and they are the reason that the rebellion wins. Like, yeah. that this happens. Because the Power Rangers see this, and then...
Yeah, and Ashley even is like, I can't believe that this is real. Like,
and then they, like, hop up onto a building.
Well, Astronema is like, fine, be that way. Because, like, they can't all be Power Rangers. There's only six.
Yeah, destroy them all.
And so right before... No, they start firing.
Yeah.
They get a couple shots off before the Rangers yell... wait or stop from up on a rooftop. And so it's the five of them sans Andros because he's busy. And I forgot this part. Like, I remember this part, but I remember it wrong because TJ, obviously, says, we are the Power Rangers.
And then there's like this look, Bulk like looks at Skull like, oh,
He looks at Skull and he's like, them? But I remember him saying, those dorks?
Yeah.
But he never says that.
Nope. I thought this happened way later in the episode.
I thought this was like the beginning of the last scene of the episode.
But it's like it's like the third thing that happens.
Like I remember this happening almost like parallel, like at the same time as Andros' stuff is happening.
Yeah. It's way before so I was like, where do we go from here then? What's the rest of the episode?
When the episode started with Astronema on the roof, I was like, wait, this can't be
right
now.
Are we just doing it? Yeah.
But then it was still like 4 minutes later.
Yeah. The Rangers morph and they all do their like calls. I think they just say their color and they do like the Sentai hand signs and stuff. And the only reason I remember that is because Cassie has the upside down phone. And they all do those and they jump in to attack. And
this is the part that got me the most.
I didn't remember this, and I am so glad that I did not remember this. The Rangers jump in, and they start fighting, like, this just army of Quadrons and Piranatrons.
Yeah.
And then Bulk and Skull, like, look at each other and just start yelling, and everyone, like, they rally everybody.
Yeah, they're like, we gotta get in there, let's go, guys!
And all the civilians charge, and they just start attacking, and they're just... people.
Yeah, like, but like Bulk gets up on a Quantron and does like a multi-heart punch and kills the thing.
Yeah.
And Skull throws one through a wall.
He throws one off Ashley. Like, it's crazy.
It's insane. And it's just so good.
It's so good. And like, I just like, this is what Power Rangers is.
Yeah.
Like, I know last season when like TJ was like, if not us, then who? This is who.
Yeah.
Everyone is who. Oh, it's
but you
so
don't,
good.
The thing about Power Rangers is, like, you have Bulk and Skull, and you have everyone else. And they did the I Am Spartacus thing, where we are all Rangers. But if the actual Rangers weren't there, Astronema would have blown them all up. So you need the actual Power Rangers to inspire the rest of the people. And so when they are there and they have a winning chance, they are like, well, we are getting our hands dirty too. We're not going to let you shoulder this whole burden. And it's just so good.
It's like,
it's so good that they're led by Bulk and
Skull. Oh,
he can't spell his name right.
He spelled it Buell. Oh, I just love that the Power Rangers like inspire people to do good.
And just like,
and like that's like how I feel the Power Rangers are in real life. Like,
yes, absolutely.
Like if you are a fan of Power Rangers, there's like a 35% chance you're a total shithead. But the rest of us, everyone else.
You're not a fan of Power Rangers. You're a fan of what you think Power Rangers
should be. Yeah, of MMPR is the only good season. Everything else doesn't even exist to me. But like everybody else, like Power Rangers is about coming together and doing good. This is the culmination of every cleanup club. Of every, like, let's all get together and do this. It culminates here with them overthrowing an army of robots.
Yeah. And just, like, because Bulk stands up and starts the I Am a Power Ranger, like, domino effect. And just when the actual Rangers show up and morph and start fighting and Bulk rallies everybody just the hope in his voice when he's like, well, let's go.
Yeah.
It's just so good. Ugh. Like that hope. That's what it's about.
That's it. That's that's it.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Oh, so Astronomer and Clippy and Elgart dip.
Yeah. This, let's go.
They're like, oh, we didn't expect this. We gotta leave. Because that's the other thing about villains is they don't expect good to win.
No.
Which is why they always lose. Because everyone has good in them. And when you bring that out, this happens. And so they're like, well, oh crap, Elgar, we gotta let's get out of here. So they go back to the ship. I don't know what the timeline is here, because it seems like this should be the next moment, but it also seems like Andros has been on this ship all night. Like
this is
timeline's just a little wonky here, but like Elgar, I don't think we see Elgar again. Does he oh,
I think he does.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. So Clippy and some Quantrons are coming onto the ship or they're coming through a corridor into that like main area. Andros like shoots something.
It's like a core, like a main core of the ship or something.
Yeah.
Ecliptor says what chamber the alarm is coming from. It's like the main core room or something.
So he just like shoots something.
It's like a power core kind of. Like it's basically the engine of the Dark Fortress, I think.
Yeah. And he shoots it, and that, like, there's, like, smoke and flashing, and it sets a siren off. And it's, like, important enough that everyone in the room leaves. All the Quantrons and Clippy run out, and as soon as they get through the door, Andros, like, shuts it and locks
it. Yeah, he's hiding in the corner, in, like, the opposite corner of the door from where he just shot. So he's, like, tucked in that corner.
Yeah.
So everyone is running around the other way, so no one looks behind them to
right,
see him.
Yeah.
Just, like, hiding in the corner. What if someone did? He was like, oh, crap.
Quantron turns around and is like, hello.
Pew, pew.
Hi. I'm in Delaware. So he locks the door. And then
Ecliptor sees him. And almost gets through the door. It shuts like just before he can get through.
Yeah.
But he has enough time to yell, Red Ranger!
He's got to get that Goldar in. So then Andros is going to find Corone or Astronema to talk her into being Corone or realizing it's Corone or whatever he plans to do. And he walks by Zordon's tube. He's like, Zordon. And Zordon's like, hello, Andros. But it's not a talking face. It's just like,
no, it's just the static shot of the head.
And Zordon says, you can stop the spread of evil. Like, you can stop this right now. You just gotta shatter my tube. My energy tube. He keeps calling it an energy tube.
Yeah.
I do want to point out that in the old lore of Power Rangers, this tube is a TV.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a monitor.
He don't even live here.
Because they have to, like, retune it back into his station.
He phases out. And, like, for the first, I want to say, 4 seasons? That's how it is. So, anyway, though, Anders pulls his spiral saber out. And he, like, lifts it over his head. And he's about to bash the tube in, and he's like, I can't do it. You asked too much of me. And he falls to his knees, all distraught. And Zordon's just there, like, come on.
Zordon, this whole time, he just seems so disinterested.
I feel like
he's begging Andros for death.
Yeah, I feel like this is half like, yeah, the good waves inside of me the good energy will overtake the bad, and it'll be good that way. But also, it's a little bit like, hey, man, I've been in this tube for so long. You want to just do me in?
I haven't been able to kill any teenagers. Can you just pop me?
In so long. just have the courage to do what's right. He's like, I can't do it. I can't destroy you. And then an Astronema comes around the corner and says, how about if I destroy you instead? And then we go to commercial, we come back, and she's like got her spear. She's got a spiral saber. And he's like, Corone, it's me, it's Andros. Listen to me. You don't have to do this. And she shoots him because she doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care at all.
They fight. It's a pretty good fight. I don't remember exactly when the turning point was, but there is a moment. They're doing a lot of good fighting. They like fight around the ship, like getting like a lot of use out of the space.
Most of it is just Astronema like pushing Andros around because he's refusing to fight her. He's trying to appeal to Corone still. Zordon is completely silent in the
corner. Zordon's like, cool.
That's why, like, he's just so disinterested. Hey, he's barely here.
Maybe he'll bump into me and I'll break, and then I can die, please.
He should be a bigger deal than he is, I feel like.
Like, Zordon's in the room? Like, and that's not a, that's a non-issue.
The season started with them trying to find him, remember?
Yeah.
And it's, Andros finally finds him, and it's just like a, oh, hi, Lisa.
Something happens. Andros says something to Astronema that sets her off. Like,
he says, I'm your brother, you are my sister. It's something along those lines. And she gets mad.
She's like, him,
I do not believe you.
The business.
Yeah.
She beats the pants off of this dude.
She throws him through a wall.
That was crazy. I mean, you're not using the set again. Might as well blow it up.
Might as well go all out.
So, throws him through a wall. She just, like, kicks the snot out of him. And it ends with him going through the wall. And he lands. And she has her spear. And she's like, time to die, boy.
Yep.
And shoots at him with the purple lightning that we've seen so many times. And he pulls his spiral saber out of nowhere.
He happened to land right
next
to it.
Did he land near it?
I think the architecture lines up. Like, I think he actually is where it should be.
They, like, fought in a circle?
Yeah, he's, like, right in front of Zordon again. Because Zordon just watches this happen in complete silence.
No, don't. Stop.
Not even that.
No, you're right. He's
not,
like,
even pretending.
He doesn't even care.
He's probably taking a snooze.
So he pulls his spiral saber up, and he blocks the laser, the lightning blast, and it bounces back, and it hits her.
It goes, like, through her stomach.
And, like, it's so weird to see someone not in a mask spark.
Yeah.
Have you seen Power Rangers spark before? But it's usually, like, behind them, and it's like there's an explosion behind them, and they, like, fly away. But it's, like, her chest.
Yeah.
And she just drops her spear and, like, drops to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when, obviously, Andros runs over and is like, oh, God, oh, God.
Yeah. Because he just didn't want to get shot. He didn't know it was going to fire back.
Yeah. And then this one, Clippy finally breaks through the door. And he runs up and he's like, how could you do this to your sister? And he's like, it was an accident. I didn't mean to. And he runs, Clippy runs over to Astronema and he's like, you are like a daughter to me, my princess. And then he picks up his sword and looks at Andros and is like, you're dead.
I will kill you if it's the last thing I ever do.
You're dead meat, boy. And they start fighting, and it's a pretty good fight, too. The guy that does at least Clippy's sword fighting is always doing very good work.
Yeah.
They end up fighting into Zordon, essentially.
Can I point out about Zordon, too? You remember how his energy was being drained and his tube was filling up with lava?
I thought that was the whole thing.
And suddenly there's just no lava in his
tube
anymore.
There's no lava.
There's nothing.
I thought when it happens, it was like up to his nose and it was like, this is it. But like, that's gone with, maybe that was Dark Specter.
I feel like it might have been because I think it was last episode where suddenly there was just no lava in his tube. So now that you said that maybe that was Dark Specter, I think you might be right.
That makes sense. Because afterwards, the when we see him, he doesn't have any lava, is when he's like, you're free from Dark Specter's influence. Like, you can stop this, Corone. So they're fighting. They're near Zordon. And Zordon's like, hey, man, you gotta do me in.
You got a win button.
Hey. And Andros totally flips. Like, and he's like, yeah, you're right. Let me get you right now. I gotta do it. Like, what? Like, what happened in the, like, I know you just killed your sister on accident, but like,
I might just be like, he's got nothing to lose anymore. And also, Ecliptor has him pinned to a wall by his throat.
And if we know anything about Ecliptor, it's that, much like a Chumbawamba song, he may get knocked down, but he will get up again.
Yeah.
You're never going to keep him down.
I know.
So Andros gets free, and he smashes the tube, and I got to say,
that might be the only Sentai footage in the episode, is the footage of him slashing?
It's the, somebody on Twitter, I don't remember whom, it's either Ross or Dowd, said that the 3 button is a special spiral saber attack.
Okay.
And that's probably what
this
footage
probably
is. And it's like the, like, a wah, 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 wah. And then he smashes the tube. And I think you might be right. I think that might be it for Sentai footage.
I think so.
Which, I mean, considering that Tankenstein is the final boss of Mega Ranger.
Right.
They've done it. They've done the end. It's the same that happened last year, where there was like basically none besides the stuff from the beginning of Mega Ranger that they used to get them into space.
Yeah, yeah.
So this wave bursts out throughout the universe, and
it starts with a clip door.
It starts with a clip door. Does it dust him?
It does.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Dang, I was hoping he would just turn into a cool dad.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping it would just take the robot parts out of him.
Yeah, I guess if he's like all robot.
Yeah.
Then I guess.
I mean, he had to.
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, I think he might have been redeemable.
He was super redeemable. I'm not going to spoil any later seasons, but I think you guys might be able to figure out what season I'm talking about. There's a redemption coming up that is the perfect redemption. That, like, I kind of want all of the good bad guys that I like to get. Like, I want them to go backwards in time and be like, here's that good of a redemption, Ecliptor. You deserved it.
Unfortunately, everyone from before this moment, except for three people,
yep,
are ashes.
Yeah. So the wave spreads out. I wrote down the order because I feel like it's very important. So the wave, we see it go throughout the universe. And at first, it hits the Machine Empire and it turns all of them to dust. Just immediately dust. And and the only two things left are the Phantom Ranger and the Blue Centurion on this like desert quarry entrance all to themselves.
Yeah.
And that I understand because they're machines, right? So maybe I guess I can accept Ecliptor dying that way, but I feel like there's more to him than there is the machines. Because he like loves astronomy. And so like, I feel like that should give him an out.
I mean, we just saw that.
Yeah.
So, there's like actual love in there, and that's supposed to be a good
that's
thing.
Goodness, and instead he gets totally destroyed for it, and I feel like that's a little tone deaf for what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just not the way Ecliptor should have went.
Especially because, like, we get a weird thing after the machines all die. They're just all gone. Then we get to the
Triforia,
where...
Zenrita.
I was trying to think of the Gold Ranger's name.
Oh, here it is.
That's the guy. Those three fart noises are, you know, surrendered, I guess. And it Rita sees it coming. It's like Zed and Rita and Golar and all the putties and all that. And they see it coming.
Yeah, Rita's terrified.
Rita's like, no, don't let it get me, Zed. And he's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And it washes over them and it destroys all the putties and it destroys Goldar. IRP in peace, Goldar.
Yep.
Here's who it doesn't destroy, though. Scorpina. Baboo?
I mean, presumably off camera.
Well?
Because it goes everywhere.
Well, there are 15 more seasons of Power Rangers.
This is true, and look, I can't explain that.
So, I don't know.
They explain how there are more Power Rangers, but they never explain where all the villains are coming after Evil was destroyed.
Especially once you hit Dino Charge, where... he is so old that he caused the dinosaurs to die. Mm-hmm. So he was around, is what I'm saying. And I want to be like, just the local. It's like just it's the surrounding area.
But
Astronema said the universe.
And so, she knew what that meant.
Yeah. So it hits Zeta. Nope.
Oh, Rita, you tried not to, but you did it.
And then I was like, don't say red, dummy. Zeta. Zeta. It hits them. It doesn't turn Goldar. I don't think we see Baboo or Squat or
Finster.
We don't see Scorpina. I feel like I said that four times now. We don't see Rito because Rito's suit was damaged.
Yeah.
So he was unavailable. And it just dusts them all, but it doesn't dust Zed and Rita.
Nope.
It turns them into two... House hunters looking ass yuppies.
Oh, yes, our budget for this home is $5 million.
Our budget is a strict $750,000, but we can go up to $1.25 million.
That's not what strict means.
That's no, buddies.
Yuppies.
What are you doing?
Zed has a sweater around his neck.
He spawns with a sweater around his neck like he's going to play tennis. on some planet somewhere. I also do want to point out that we don't see the Aqua Rangers. I was gonna say
that, because we see the Phantom Ranger and the Blue Centurion, and we see Trey. Afterwards, they're like, "Oh, thank God, I don't have to fight anymore."
But then we cut to. I keep thinking they are with Rita and Zed, but they're not. So they start dancing on the moon, and Trey's just like, "Okay, bye."
So I'm gonna go ahead and say
they're evil.
Well. No, we'll go, because the next one is Diva Talks.
Yes.
And she was on Aquatar, because she was fighting the Alien Rangers.
Well, she was fighting the Alien Rangers, but I don't think they were on Aquatar, because there was no water.
It couldn't have been Aquatar, but the Alien Rangers were fighting her.
Yeah.
And when we see her, we don't see the Alien Rangers.
No.
I think she won. I think the Alien Rangers are dead.
You know what? I think you might be right. That or they're evil and they died from the wave.
Yeah.
But I think the first is much more likely, because she's just running away from the wave trying to outrun it.
And like, we saw them earlier fighting, so like they had the suits and they could have just showed them like standing back up like the other three, but nope.
Nope.
They dead.
They're dead. Diva Talks is the best villain on paper. She's the best at doing her job.
Yep.
The wave hits her and she falls down, and she there's like this like the glitter and everything, and she stands up. She's in not exactly but very close to Demetria's outfit. Like, her hair is down and it's like curly and brown instead of purple, and she's like, "I'm so pretty now." And it's like, well, you are you have the same face you did before. Your hair's just down, which I guess if we're going by She's All That rules, then yes. What you doing over there?
I'm looking up.
Seeing if they're dead?
No, I mean, I know they're dead in my heart. Okay, I thought for some reason, and it wouldn't really make any sense, I guess, I thought Good Rita was Barbara Goodson.
No, that's the voice.
It's Carla Perez.
That's Carla Perez, yeah.
Yeah, she's just not in the Rita stuff. She looks so different not in the Rita garb.
Yeah, like, the only difference, really, is no weird wig.
More than her face is showing is what the difference is.
But, like, her face looked different, too? Like, whatever makeup...
Because it didn't have that, like, Rita face frame on it.
There is, like, a face frame thing. Yeah.
Yeah, her head is sticking out of, like, a big sleeve.
BT Dubs. I always forget that she has, like, a sock on her head. Like, she's an astronaut.
And I think Zed...
Carla Perez is kind of a babe, though, while we're here.
I think Zed, human form...
Is Ed Neal, right?
I think it's Robert Axelrod, who was the voice, but maybe I'm wrong.
Who is Ed Neal? Ed Neal is the voice of Rito, I think. Someone let us know on Twitter. This is Fred. This is Lord Fred.
Yeah, this is Lord Fred. He's just Fred now. Frederick.
Frederick Zed. No, maybe it's Zedrick.
Oh, maybe it was Ed Neal. Yeah, it only has Robert Axelrod as the voice. So I guess Ed Neal was the suit actor, and this is him.
Okay. Yeah, it was not his voice, that's for sure.
No.
It wasn't.
But I mean, voice actors can do a lot.
Yeah, they're witches. They're all witches.
I just found out that Alan Tudyk is the voice of Green Arrow in Injustice 2, and I couldn't believe that.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Huh. That dude, you want to talk about Chameleon? That guy, I am constantly like, the same Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, Wash.
Wash.
Is King Candy, is what you're telling me?
That whole movie, I was like, who is this? He's also Crytek, Craig...
Craig
in Big Hero 6. He's the bad guy. He's not the villain, but he's like the bad guy. He's not the guy in the mask, but he's like one. And I was like, oh, that's Alan Tudyk too. And then he's a chicken in Moana.
Yeah,
he's just a chicken.
Oh, I love that.
He went to Juilliard.
Well, he does a good chicken.
He does a good chicken. Classically trained chicken. So then. We cut, the wave gets back to Earth, and it dusts all the Quantrons, and also demorphs the Power Rangers, which is a choice.
I do have a theory about this.
Okay, hit me.
Zordon gave Andros these powers.
Yeah.
Zordon is now destroyed. There are no more Space Ranger powers.
Oh.
They never morph again.
Well, not true. We will see them next year. We will see the
Oh, there is there a team crossover. Up? I was going to ask that, because I was like, Because these Rangers just, they either lost their powers when Zordon popped.
Yeah.
Or they still are just fully functional Power Rangers.
Yeah, they, from here on out, as far as I know, every year, I don't know if they do it around Megaforce or once we get to the new Saban era, but every year there is a crossover with the previous team.
Okay.
Because in the Sentai, every year there's a crossover with the previous
team. Well, then that throws a monkey wrench into the whole plan that
unless
I
they
have.
Found another way to tap into the Morphin Grid, they found a backdoor, they hacked it.
Maybe.
They used the Gibson cluster, hacked the whole planet. Now they're powering. They hacked space. All of it.
Yep.
And also we'll see Andros again in Forever Red morphed.
That's true. That's true. But I mean, Jason's also morphed in that.
Yeah.
Tommy has the Zeo powers in that.
Look.
TJ has the turbo powers in that. And those were explicitly said to be gone.
Those were for real destroyed. Well, but then Justin used one. So.
Well, I guess so. Because Mountain Blaster just had it in the glove box. I thought, have an extra morpher if you want it.
I sort of got thought for a second you're going to say Mountain Dew. And I would have been like, that's the name. That's what that car is called. Good on us for never calling Mountain Blaster Mountain Dew. Not once.
We didn't make that joke one time until right now.
Well, the streak is over. So then. The Rangers are demorphed. Maybe like the good wave, like just took their power for a minute and had a power cycle.
Yeah, or it's just like you're done.
Hey, you did it. You're good. So they're all celebrating, and the Rangers start walking away, but they're all kind of sad. Like they're all like a little bumming because they don't know where Andros is.
Yeah,
and then they get like away from the group, and Cassie asks Ashley. Or no, Ashley says, like, I don't know if he's coming back.
Yeah. Well, because like, Cassie pulls her aside and is like, have you heard from him?
And she's like, I don't think he's coming back.
And
she's like about to cry, and then the Dark Fortress starts stepping down.
This part is kind of weird to me because one, all of the bad guys exclusively you were just fighting turned to dust.
They did turn to dust and blow away in the wind, yes.
Who do you think did that?
Astronomer?
Because when the Dark Fortress comes down, they're like, Astronomer wins. But it's like, no. Why do you think that?
Yeah, let's just like talk about that like just logistically for a second. Like, she has no more troops that you can see.
Yeah.
That's unless...
Unless it's like, we cannot morph for whatever reason.
Yeah, unless that's
reason.
What they think. It's like, our powers are gone now.
She's just going to blast us in the face because she knows who the five of us are now.
Yeah, for like she did before because she met them on their ship.
Well, yeah,
but
that's
maybe
true.
They got programmed out. It's unclear.
That's a weird plot hole.
Yeah.
Also, like, when they were fighting the Quantrons last episode, they got beat so bad that they demorphed.
Yeah.
None of those Quantrons reported back.
Well, no, they definitely just... Like, two episodes before that, when they were on the planet and Darkonda, like, tricked them, they were all unmorphed because they couldn't morph because of the web.
Yeah.
And they all saw that, so they knew. So she knows. I don't think it was her... I don't want to look, okay, you know what? We're not going to deconstruct my favorite scene in Power Rangers. Okay,
yeah, no, let's not do that. But what if they lost their powers? It was on, like, a time delay because they revealed their identities.
Oh, that would be good.
It was when Zordon washes over them. He's like, hey, there's a rule.
Hey, now, we had three rules. The Morph Grid's like, I'll give you a little bit.
Right, you're in the middle of a fight, so maybe it's a bad time.
So the Dark Fortress, like, parks on Earth, and the bay door opens, and out walks Andros carrying Astronomer, and for all intents and purposes, she is dead.
Yeah, we... pretty much watched her die. Like, that was an on-screen death of a human character in a Power Rangers episode.
It was crazy because he lays her down on the ground and then something happens. Then some latent good wave energy hits her and she transforms.
Oh, no, that's not what happens, Jake.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, you're right.
Because he puts her down on the ground and is bent over her, and he is crying a lot.
But to be fair, a tear does not drop onto her.
Two tears drop onto her
cheek. Did we see that? Ah, that's booty.
Yep. It's the old, I don't want to spoil Pokemon the first movie for anyone who hasn't seen it, but this is also kind of what brings Ash back to life.
And it's a bunch of other things. I watched it in something today that I won't spoil because it's...
because the tears of love and goodness can revive the dead if you
magic.
Want them to enough.
Yeah. It brings her back and also gives her a new outfit, gives her a haircut,
fixes her hair,
gets the Bluetooth out, and she's Corona again. And she looks up and says, "Andros, how did I get here?" In like a more like, "How did I get like that?" You know, right. Like very confused. So I don't know how far back she I think she remembers back to her about to infiltrate and getting caught.
Yeah, and then probably
and that's
not,
where it stops.
Maybe like getting into the Dark Fortress, but that's probably it.
I think as soon as she is caught, that's when it like cuts off. And he's like, "It's a long story." And then
I carried you out and put you on the ground.
I put
story
you on
over.
The dirt because I love you. Then we cut to KO-35, which I didn't know was KO-35 for a second.
I thought we were still on Earth.
Thought we were on Earth. We're not. We're on KO-35. The Rangers are unloading supplies. They're helping out. And Tequila is there, and so is
Quinoa.
And Tequila's like, "Sure you guys don't want to stay here? Just have a sweet vacation on KO-35. You can use a break." Hey, Tequila, this planet has been abandoned and war-torn? I don't think this is like a break time.
It's not a hot vacation spot. And also, they have not, I mean, they've been on Earth, but they've been in space for the most of the last few months.
Yeah, like the last time we saw them on Earth was Mission to Secret City.
Well, no, the last time we saw Andros and Ashley on Earth, they were being stalked by a Hummer.
Right, that's true. But they only like stopped there for because the rest of the time they're like out in space looking for Zordon. So they're like, "No, we're kind of homesick. We want to go home." And then we cut over to Ashley and Andros. And Ashley's like, "I don't want to say goodbye." And Andros is like, "Well, this is KO-35 is my home." And that's it. He doesn't say like, "And because of that, I can't leave." Or like, "I also don't want to say goodbye." Like, he just says that. And then the next shot is the Rangers waving goodbye and getting up onto the bay door, like the deck area. And the rest of them like waving and being solemn. And Ashley and Andros lock eyes, and Andros is kind of sad, and Ashley is a little pissed.
She is. She hits the red button to shut the bay door or whatever.
They don't break eye contact.
No, as it's closing, though, she has this look on her face where she's pissed, but also, like, being sexy at him.
Yeah.
Like, "Hey, you come back to Earth, buddy.
This is what's waiting for you.
I'll wake you up from all the naps you could ever take."
So then they go onto the bridge. And they start the startup sequence, and they're like about to like get going. And Cass is like, "Hey, are you gonna be okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, I guess. I don't know."
She doesn't even say that. I miss him so much. Is all she can reply with.
And then from off screen, we hear Deka set a course for Earth, and we turn over, and Andros is back because his home is with them.
Oh, come on, you guys. This episode, man.
And Ashley runs up to him and throws her arms around him and starts hugging him. And again, is kissing illegal?
Yep.
Like, just a little kiss?
Like, that would have been a really good end of the episode like, payoff for
look,
this.
All I'm saying, closed mouth, super chaste kiss.
Just a kiss. Just
It's fine. Kids see that
You've
all
done
the time.
It.
You did it. This is also
was there
be...
a lot of parent complaints when Tommy
my
and Kim
kiss? My kids know what kissing looks like now. Because
Tommy and Kat don't ever kiss either.
No, they hold hands once.
They have a flash forward where they have children, but they don't have a kiss.
They're adopted. They've never touched each other before. Except for that one time they held hands, and it was magical. But then Zane and Caron come on, and Zane's like, "Hey, my Mega Winger's in the shop. Can I hitch a ride to Earth?"
And he goes over to the control panel and puts his feet all over it because Zane is the worst.
What a dink. And Caron doesn't say anything.
Nope.
Which is kind of a bummer.
It is kind of a major bummer that, like, she goes back to being Caron and she's like, "Whoa, that was weird. What a trip."
What a
and
trip.
That's it. That's a wrap on Caron.
I better be quiet and mousy from now on. No, dude.
You can still be the baddest ass.
I want to write just the Caron comic book.
Where she's astronomer but a good guy.
Where she's just astronomer with good blonde hair. And that's it. And a sweet staff kicking butt. And then TJ gets the last line of In Space. He says, "Alpha, let's go home." And they shoot off into space. And that's the end of Power Rangers in Space.
It
Josh?
Is. That is the end of the Zordon era.
Zordon is
Power
over.
Rangers from here forward is different.
Yeah. From now on, if anyone somehow doesn't know, from now on, every season, and then once we get to the new Saban era, this will change, sort of. It's a big asterisk.
Yeah.
Every season is a different set of Rangers in a different setting. They're no longer in Angel Grove.
No.
Angel Grove is gone. They are doing different things. It's a Sentai formula now. And there's a crossover once per season, usually. And then once we get to the new Saban era, they split them up into two sections. So there is like 20 episodes of half of a season and 20 episodes of another half season, but they're treated as different seasons.
Yeah, the second part is super.
Super. Super Megaforce and Megaforce are two different Sentais, but Samurai and Samurai.
But in Super Megaforce, they still use Megaforce stuff because the... Oh, crap. What's the Sentai? The pirate one.
The pirate one's Gokaiger.
Yeah, they use the Gokaiger suits, but they are an upgrade to the Mega Rangers.
Yeah. So it's basically one season per that, but it's two 20 episode seasons.
Probably so they don't have to try to translate as many.
No, it's episodes. Actually because it's just too expensive. They don't want to do a 40 episode order because that's like a weird number now. It used to not be, but right. Now it just like doesn't.
Well, yeah,
fit.
Now a season of TV is like 20 episodes.
Yeah, and that's like the normal way. And Power Rangers always did it 40 because that's what Japan does, so they always did like at least 40, and I guess at some point either Nickelodeon or Saban was like, no, we don't want that many, so you get two.
I feel like it's probably Nickelodeon because none of that happened until they landed there.
That's true. But yeah, so that is it. Josh, I started this episode.
You did.
What is the best?
The best is Bulk rallying the troops and charging into battle.
I'm going to say it's the I Am Spartacus scene and then leading to that, because that's all one big scene.
Yeah,
really,
it's that whole scene.
That is Oh boy, that is the tops. I don't think I've ever seen anything that good in Power Rangers. I have. Cat hugging Tommy back to his senses is my favorite moment in Power Rangers. This is the best moment in Power Rangers. What is the worst?
The fate of Ecliptor. He just died. Like,
that's
right after
bummer.
He started to show his like more human emotions, like, oh, my princess, I loved you. You were like a daughter to me. And then he just gets zapped by the good wave.
Imagine if he gets hit and we don't see him. He just gets flung back.
Yeah.
And then Corone wakes up and is like, oh, what happened? And then she sees like Ecliptor, but a dad come out.
Right.
Like Tim Storm comes out and it's Ecliptor.
Oh, God, that's perfect.
And he's just Ecliptor. And he's like, that a baby. That would be amazing. If he just had this nice redemption and he didn't have to get murdered for showing love.
Or if, like, I understand him fighting Andros, but, like, if him seeing Astronema dead on the floor, like, deprograms him so he goes back to how he was before they were recaptured.
Yeah.
So obviously he would still want to fight Andros, but that's out of grief and not evilness.
I still feel like all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like he wouldn't have had to change. He could have just survived the wave.
Yeah. That would have been awesome. If it was just like,
I'm just so upset that he like,
he gets punked. Like,
yeah.
And it really sucks because like the last thing he did was show love and then is punished. And everything else is like Rita and Zed are turning to yuppies. Like they evil.
Oh, yeah.
They like boogers and eating snot and bugs and stuff. Like, that's evil stuff.
Yeah.
Why do they get the free pass? Why does Demotox get the free pass? She just murdered 5 Power Rangers. But no, Ecliptor gets got. I'm going to say it's also the worst because it got me very riled up. Who is the MVP?
Bulk.
It's got to be Bulk. I want to say Bulk and Skull, but
Bulk leads the charge, yeah. Though. Skull wouldn't have done anything if Bulk didn't, so it's got to be Bulk.
He leads the charge. And like when they say, like, let's go, like, they're on the same page, and like it's the two of them.
Yeah.
But like Bulk is the one who says, I am the Blue Ranger
first. If Bulk did not step up then, Skull never would have.
I don't think he would have. And it's very awesome that they got to do that.
It is.
That they got this big moment in the sun. And that's it. Final thoughts?
A couple, actually, yeah. This feels like they thought it was the end of Power Rangers.
They did. From what I have read, they thought this was it.
Yeah, because also what I have read is that Turbo did so bad that this was like, if you don't turn it all the way around, you're
Power
done.
Rangers is over.
And
yeah.
So they basically were like, well, let's make a final season then. And so, then it did well, thank goodness.
So there's an alternate universe out there where this is the end of the Morphin Grid.
Yep.
How crazy is that?
That's very crazy.
I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah,
obviously.
My final thought is that now on Earth, there is a team of six Power Rangers and all of Earth knows who they are.
Yeah, what do they do? Like, how do you
keep living
your
life?
Go back from that. And now, and as far as we know, because we will see next season that they can morph, but like as of right now, they can't morph. And there's nothing on Earth that we see. Like, we don't see them on Earth fighting.
Them being unmorphed could be a side effect of them thinking this is the end. So they were like, well, they lose their powers now, too, because this is the end of Power Rangers.
Right,
so
yeah.
There are no more Power Rangers except for freaking Trey.
Trey's out there. Thank God. We still have...
He didn't demorph because he's powered by the Zeo Crystal.
That wet fart of a man, of three men.
Should have just always been Jason.
Yeah. Or Billy. Or anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could have been like a Star Kid situation where it's just suit fighting until Jason gets in. It does seem like the end, and it's not, obviously. And next season, they go into space for real. They get lost in space.
I have a lot of thoughts about Terra Nova and how, it's a space colony.
I don't think it's called Terra
Nova.
Terra
Venture. Terra Venture.
Terra Nova was a Fox show that was very bad.
I'm going to call it Terra Nova the whole time, just so everyone's aware.
Okay.
It's just frustrating that they make this whole big deal of the space colony, and it's launching off of Earth, and it's in space, but then the whole time we're on it, it just feels like we're on Earth.
Well, it's because the Sentai it's based on is a very Earth-based show. Like, they get their powers from, like a cave.
I don't want to spoil too much about it. I won't. But there is stuff on Terra Venture that doesn't make any sense why it's there.
Why is there an empty warehouse district?
It's a brand new space colony.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, you know, Power Rangers is going to be Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're not on Earth next season. So, like, maybe the Rangers are still fighting leftover evil. There shouldn't be any, but there is evil next season.
Yeah.
So Zordon, what's up?
He only can destroy evil who has fought him directly.
Yeah. The evil that he knows about. But shouldn't he know about all the evil?
Yes.
Given a long enough timeline, he would have known about all these evil things. I think maybe what it is everywhere that the wave hit, there were Rangers or Morphing Grid attached people present. And so maybe that had something to do with it. It was some sort of like homing beacon. Maybe they were just the worst evils in the universe, and that's what got hit, was the Fave Five bad guys.
Oh, mate, yeah. These were the ones that gave me the most trouble, so they out.
The final four, and
except
gone.
For you three. You three are just babes now.
Yeah, we're just going to turn you into attractive people.
That'll
yuppies.
Learn you. Yeah. You're going to love things and have a good time.
Yeah. You know what you should try? Real food that's good. Have a wedding that's not super creepy and gross. That's it, though. That's it for us. I don't have any other final thoughts. I love it.
I don't either.
I love it so much.
Yep. It's just like a really good finale.
I think I might be calling my shot a little early, but I think I like Time Force better than I like In Space.
As a whole, I've never seen Time Force, but as a whole, I do think I like Zeo more still, but this finale is only challenged by the Turbo finale and how good it is. And this is like a perfect wrap up.
And this one builds to everything. Because again, like, they did think this was it. So they brought everyone back. They pulled out all the stops. They did it all.
It is also a little weird that they do in the scene that Andros is in there with Zordon establish a history between them.
Says goodbye, old friend.
Like, he must have given him these powers forever ago. You know, and that's fine. It's just weird that it's the one-on-one. And when he pops the tube, it's just like, you're gone. He doesn't say anything when he actually does.
Yeah. Also,
it's just
weird.
Just like, I know he wants a ton of money probably, but shell it out a little bit. And get Tommy back. Get
some other Rangers
back. A little more familiar to everybody back for this. But they didn't do that. And I think it still works fine.
I think so too.
It's just the actual moment is a little lackluster.
Yeah, I don't know how I would have fixed it. I don't know how I would have changed it, given an unlimited budget and everyone cooperating. I don't know how I would fix it. And I'll think about it, man. I'll get back to you guys. But I think by not bringing any previous Rangers back other than the Allies, you can imply that they're still out there fighting because they're Rangers. Once a Ranger, always a Ranger.
Yeah.
But also, like, this isn't about the old Rangers. This is about the in-space Rangers. Right. This is about where Power Rangers is now.
But it's also, like, the end of all of it.
Yeah.
And for no one else to be present. Or, like, I don't know. When
I think that's why Bulk and Skull got so much airtime, you know? It's because they are the link between the shows.
That could be. When Adam was on the episode, did they even tell him about Zordon? He was not even worried about him.
I don't think they did. It was just him about Carlos can't do soccer or whatever. We gotta get his soccer confidence back. Or no, he kicked Cassie. Or he stabbed her with a lunar lance.
Cassie
yeah.
in battle and couldn't power range anymore.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't bring anybody back. I think it would have been very cool just to like a couple shots of like, here's these people over here, here's these guys doing this.
Even if it was just some of the suits, like,
I mean, all the powers are kind of destroyed.
That's
you know?
True.
So
I guess they really couldn't do much.
Except the Zeo powers. They just stopped.
They just stopped using them.
They're like, you know what's cooler than Zeo crystals? Cars.
Cars.
Cars is cooler. Disney's Pixar's Cars is cooler than than Zeo crystals. Yeah, because I didn't want it to be like about the other Rangers. Cause we spent this whole season with these ones and like it's only fair. I would have liked if they would have brought people back, but at the same time, I think it very much works that it's like, no, these are the Power Rangers now, and this is what they have to do now, and that's it, you know?
It's just the cutoff is weird.
Yeah.
The other Rangers, like, even if they can't morph, if their powers are gone, they're still Rangers,
yeah.
And I feel like they should be kept in the loop of what's happening with Zordon?
Yeah, it's a weird line of demarcation where they're like, you're out, but once a Ranger, always a Ranger,
yeah.
but if you're not outside, out of mind, basically. I thought that the tube being broken took place on a planet, and I thought the tube was where Trey was.
I remember him popping it in a jungle with lava up to Zordon's eyeballs.
I remember him popping it in a desert quarry. No idea on the lava level, but nope, just on the ship, just in a quiet hallway on the ship. But anyway, for real, that's going to do it for us for today. So here is how the next month and change is going to go. We're going to have some bonus episodes on Mondays, no Friday episodes for a while. There's going to be a Morphies, which is an award show that we do every season. You send us the categories, we give the Morphies, the awards out. We usually do a movie or a bigger thing to end out our hiatus. Do you want to say what this one's going to be?
I said it last time.
Did you say it?
But I won't tell anybody why.
Okay.
So if you want to find the title of it is Devin's Ghost. That's all I'm going to give you.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you why we're doing that movie. If you're curious, look it up. It's great.
Okay. It looks...
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
But from the images I've seen on Google and the brief synopses that I've read...
It's going to be a good time.
It should be fun.
There's also going to be one of the episodes we're going to do is a commentary track for the new Power Rangers movie. You can pop the movie in and put us in your headphones, and it'll be like watching a movie with your two dumbest friends. And we'll think of some other stuff. There's going to be a couple Frankencast, at least one Frankencast. I don't know how many we'll do because you're moving, and that's like a thing. So moving is like the worst and the most life-consuming thing that there is. So I don't know how much we're going to be able to do for the rest of July, at least.
Yeah.
But August should calm down a little bit and we'll figure something out. I don't know. We'll make it work. There'll be some cool episodes. If you have any ideas or stuff you want to see, send them in. We will try to see what our schedule looks like. But yeah, that's how hiatuses go. You will still hear from us every week, though, until September. The first Monday in September, we will start Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I will fucking kill you. I will throw you out that window.